Hey everyone, Nick here from the East Coast Survival Network Podcast. And for this episode, I'm going to be speaking about EDCs. If you don't know what an EDC is, it stands for Everyday Carry. Now, I know all of our EDCs changed in the last couple of months from February on to now, which is October 2020. We definitely had to make sure we had that mask. You know, we need our mask. And in the beginning, at least, I know a majority of people had a lot of hand sanitizer, and up to the point where the hand sanitizer kind of was very hard to get. And now in October 2020, it's a little bit easier. Everyone's making, you know, hand sanitizer. You can almost get it anywhere. I'm still having an issue to get paper towels, which is crazy. But besides the fact, that's not what this episode's about. It's about EDC. So prior to the whole coronavirus, I used to carry my Leatherman Wave on either in my jean belt clip, my pocket, which had like the little pocket, because I would have like the Carpenter jeans on a majority of the time. And it was nice there. And then I got a new phone, which is a little bit bigger than my original phone, and it started scratching up onto the clip and, you know, scratching my phone, and it was just a pain. So I stopped wearing that for a little bit, and then I got a belt clip, or like a belt pouch for my Leatherman Wave, and I clicked it onto that. But I got a new job, which requires me to put on fire resistant pants over my original pants. I'm a firefighter, if you guys didn't know. And the belt clip was just getting in the way. So I have a knife in my fire gear. I could use that if I need, and I'm always near like the fire trucks and stuff, so you know, I could always use their tools. But besides that, I always carry my wallet, my phone, my car keys, my work keys. Now, I have to carry all of that plus a mask. I was carrying hand sanitizer for a very, very long time until the cap of the hand sanitizer decided to open up in my pants pocket and go all over whatever was in my pocket. That was a pain, so I got rid of that. And now I just use, you know, whatever's in my work truck or the fire truck or at the fire station. I will always wash my hands. I have not been sick. I don't really know many people that have been sick. And yeah, doing pretty good with that so far. And I hope you guys are too. I hope you guys are being safe and everything. Just keep that mask on and let this freaking virus go away already. It sucks when you go to a store and you're like, you know, I got my wallet, I got my phone, got my keys, let's go. And then you get in your car and you're like, God damn it, my mask. And you have to go back in, get your mask, blah, blah, blah. So I have multiple masks now. I have a 50 pack of those surgical masks right at my door when I go to leave. So I can always take one out of that. It's a little bit different. I know some people do carry knives on them, which I did when I was growing up, when I was like 17, 18. But then, you know, I was always worried I was going to get pulled over. And then in New York State, it's like called the four finger rule. If a blade goes over the four fingers of your hands, it's illegal, which is crazy because people could have different sized hands. But I didn't really understand that. The Leatherman Wave was good. I enjoyed that. I know Leatherman makes all different types of like styles and smaller ones and everything, but I really haven't found a use for any of those. For a while, I had a keychain, little multi-tool that was fun until I lost that. But I always go through different things. I know people carry guns. People like carrying their concealed weapons. They have the concealed weapon carry permits, so they're allowed to do that. But I don't see a reason for that for me personally. It would just get in the way, especially at work. I would not be able to do that. I would not be allowed to do that. I'm always, you know, changing into like fire resistant gear, and it would definitely be tough for me. I just want to know what you guys carry. If you maybe have a med kit on you, if you're clumsy and you always need a med kit, as well as maybe part of your EDC could be what you carry in your car, you know, a car pack. You could go with that also. What do you carry in your car in case of emergency, in case you get stranded, in case, you know, you get in an accident late at night and there's nobody on the road and you look down for a second because you drop something and you crash. And then you wake up and you're pinned inside your car, can't find your phone. Like, what are you going to do? You're stuck in your vehicle. So we'll have different conversations, guys. Whatever you guys want to know, check out my Instagram so we could chat more. That's going to be like my main platform. You could DM me. We could start a group conversation somewhere. Just let me know what you guys think. Thank you very much, Survivors. Stay safe out there.